Good afternoon, everybody. You join us on Friday afternoon again. Same time, same place, isn't it, girls? We've got Sophie and Alice with us. Sophie and Alice, what are you doing right now?
Eating dinner again.
Eating dinner again? And what nutritious meal are you eating?
Nuggets.
Again. It's becoming a bit of a theme, isn't it, girls? During this coronavirus lockdown, Nugget Friday. So I thought, oh, go on.
It's Fry-yay.
It's Fry-yay. Yeah, it's Friday. So I thought we'd have a little recap of the week. It's the first week back at school, wasn't it, girls? What did we learn?
Yeah.
What have you learnt this week? What have Mummy and Daddy helped teach you? Seriously, nothing? You got nothing? Okay, let's start with a different question then. What's been the best thing this week?
Watching TV.
Gosh. The TV thing. We need to move away from the TV. What else have we enjoyed?
Bicycle rides.
Yeah, bicycle rides. You've done really well with your bicycle riding, haven't you, Alice? You've been learning to ride on the main road. So, what have you enjoyed?
Baby animals like baby lambs, and today we saw a baby cow.
Yeah, the mummies weren't very happy with us, weren't they? I mean, these cows are like a couple of days old, weren't they? And the mummies were doing some very strange mooing. Were you a bit scared of the cows, Al?
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit, okay. Daddy's highlights of the week. I think for me, it's been just getting back to school, getting in contact with you lovely lot at home. It's been really nice to hear some of the positive feedback about the podcast, even from some of the students that I don't even teach. So nice to know we've got fans out there and encouraging us to continue with the podcast. We did try to get Mummy Bingham on the podcast this week, but Mummy Bingham's gone out for a run. And has rejected us, but our aim is to get Mummy on the podcast, isn't it? Yeah. Highlights or things that I've noticed this week, I continue to find the news about coronavirus in the US in particular fascinating. Who votes a guy like Donald Trump into power is beyond me. The favourite part of his quotes for this week were that you should potentially use some kind of detergent or bleach in your body to try and fight coronavirus, which has caused ridicule about Trump online. Other than that, it's been continued amazing weather, enjoying the garden, enjoying doing some exercise, and to try and find that balance between work and pleasure, which I think we've managed to achieve this week. So I'm going to crack on with the podcast. We're going to leave the girls to finish their dinner. Girls, what are you going to have for pudding?
Yogurt.
You gotta speak up, because they can't hear you. What do you want?
Is it okay if I have a...
So Sophie's going for a yogurt, Alice is going for her second ice cream of the day. Which, even though it's Friday, I think I'm going to have to say no to you. Sorry, Alice, I'm going to slap you down for that one. You can have one tomorrow, though. Is that okay? And girls, what are you looking forward to tonight? What's the big party tonight?
Sleepovers!
So Alice is sleeping in Sophie's room tonight. It's the big sleepover night. Anyway, on with the podcast. So guys, this week we're going to start a brand new topic, having finished Tropical Rainforest. And it's another ecosystem. We're going to look at cold environments. So this is part of the ecosystem topic, or the living world, as it's officially known by AQA, our exam board. And this whole topic comprises sort of three sections. One, sort of basics on ecosystems. What is a food chain? What is a food web, etc.? Stage two is, let's have a detailed look at tropical rainforests. And then stage three is pick another ecosystem. And the options we have are hot deserts or cold environments. And we chose as a school, as a department, to go with cold environments. And I feel that it's probably worth just making it really clear to you why we feel that cold environments are important to study. Why should we study these places? Why are they important? And I think there are maybe five key things that justify really investing our time in this topic. The first one is cold environments such as the polar regions and the tundra ecosystems are really our last true wildernesses on this planet. If you set aside the oceans, of which we know relatively little, particularly the deep ocean, these are unexplored places. Some parts of Antarctica have never had a human set foot on them. Secondly, I think they're important because they're untouched. They help scientists to monitor the Earth. Scientists can use these areas to take the temperature of the Earth, to dig down into the ice to determine prior environments. There are ice cores that we've been taking out of Antarctica that can help us accurately recreate the Earth's environment and atmosphere 500,000 years ago, which is astounding. But it would be very difficult for us to do that if they weren't untouched, if they weren't these wilderness areas. So really important to science. They're really important wilderness areas. Thirdly, these places are changing faster than anywhere on Earth. Last year, Greenland in particular had some of the highest temperatures it's ever seen in the summer. I mean, it was so warm during parts of the summer last year that you wouldn't have been uncomfortable walking around in shorts and t-shirts on one of the largest ice sheets in the world. Linked to that as well, not just the ice melting, but the permafrost in these cold environments, even though there might not be ice and snow visible on the ground itself deep below the surface is frozen solid. That's called permafrost, and that's melting at a fast rate. And as you will find out during this topic, that has a massive impact on our planet and on us. So it's important to understand it. Fourthly, they're a treasure trove of resources. As the ice retreats, as snow retreats, as they get warmer and they're easier to work in and operate in, and as people are forced further afield to find the resources that they can't find in the, you know, closer to home, people are now exploiting these places. Vast reserves of fossil fuels. Things like diamonds being found in Antarctica. You go into the seas in the Arctic and the fish stocks there are plentiful. So it's a place where we can extract what we need. So finally, they're just spectacular places. The landscapes that you find in places in North America, Northern Asia, in the Arctic, in Antarctica, are absolutely spectacular. And you've also got these other crazy phenomena like the aurora borealis, the northern lights. So it's really clear to me, and hopefully now to you, why we study cold environments, why it's important. So over the coming weeks, we aim to finish this topic by the time you go away to the summer. In the coming weeks, we're going to look at the characteristics of different cold environments and where they are. We're going to look at the climate in these cold environments. We're going to look at why it's a challenging place to live and how plants and animals and humans as well adapt. We're going to look at polar bears, the bearberry plant, and we're going to look at some of the indigenous people who live in the north. We're going to look at how humans are increasingly exploiting these places despite the challenges. And we're going to look at Svalbard, which is a Norwegian chain of islands up in the far north, just inside the Arctic Circle. And then we're going to finish off the topic by looking at how we can try and balance the need to exploit these environments with preserving them and conserving them. And that might sound very familiar because we've just done that with the tropical rainforest, and we will apply the same idea and the same thinking to cold environments. So how can things like technology and international agreements help us to protect these places whilst also allowing us to exploit them. And we'll be looking at Antarctica, and there are clear links there with your year 8 topic on Antarctica. And we'll also look at Alaska and a really interesting case study of an oil pipeline that uses some really cutting edge technology to prevent a huge disaster happening there. So there's a huge amount to cover. Well, I say a huge amount, it's actually a relatively small topic compared to some of the others. We're going to take you step by step through that, through this topic, and really this week's activities are the basics. It's the introduction to the ecosystems, looking at the characteristics and the climate. So we hope you enjoy the lessons. If this is something that really interests you, and you'd like to do some additional learning outside of what we're going to set in the classroom, then I'd really encourage you to go onto the BBC iPlayer and type in or look up a TV programme that's recently been on called Arctic Academy. The programme is a documentary about teenagers your age being selected for a grueling expedition across Greenland, and it talks about the challenges they face, and it's really, really useful learning for a few weeks' time. It's only available for the next week on iPlayer, so if you want to watch that, I think they're just half an hour episodes. I'd really, really recommend it. It's really, really interesting. Okay, hope you're all well otherwise, and I hope you're enjoying the work that we're setting you, and everyone's safe and well, and look forward to seeing you as soon as we possibly can. Take care.
Geography is the path to enlightenment.